Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Catalog of Shipwrecked Books, Christopher Columbus, His Son, and the Quest to Build the World's Greatest Library by Edward Wilson Lee. Read by Richard Trinder.
Prologue. Seville, the 12th of July, 1539. On the morning of his death, Hernando Colón called for a bowl of dirt to be brought to him in bed. He told his servants that he was too weak to raise his arms and instructed them to rub the soil on his face. While many of them had been with him for a decade or more and were intensely loyal, they refused on this occasion to obey his orders, thinking he must finally have taken leave of his senses. Hernando mustered the strength he needed and reached into the bowl by himself, smearing his face with the silt of the Guadalquivir, the river that meandered through Seville and held his house in the crook of its arm. As he painted himself with mud, Hernando spoke some words in Latin that began to make sense of this performance for those who had gathered at his side. "Remember that you are dust," he said, "and unto dust you will return." On the opposite bank of the river, Hernando's father, Christopher Columbus, admiral of the ocean sea, had recently been raised from the same soil, from a grave in which he had lain for 30 years. If Hernando's word is to be believed, and for many things in Columbus's life we have only Hernando.